I used to say that I am a native of Longmont, Colorado. Yes, I was born there, but as a white male whose family roots are completely in Nebraska and whose ancestors came mostly from Germany, I don't qualify as one to paste a native Coloradan bumper sticker on the back of my car. I am the only member of my family born in Colorado. I've had the privilege of education and travel and resources. Doors of opportunity are always opening. When my ancestors came to the United States in the mid to late 1800s, they likely came because of a door open to them, the promise of a better life, and the opportunity for abundant, nearly free land that was available to them as homesteaders. They were likely people who were not of privilege in their homeland. That's why they left. But stepping foot onto the soil of the United States of America, then, meant they suddenly were the privileged ones who had their pick of a new horizon of fertile soil. My three times great-grandparents, from whom I received my surname, Heinrich and Anna Müller, journeyed to Wisconsin and then on to the farmland northeast of Columbus, Nebraska. They arrived there in 1871. I never gave much thought to whose land that was before it was theirs. When I was growing up in Longmont, my family would travel to visit the relatives on the farm, who worked hard as they turned the soil and planted seeds and pumped water from the ground, all under the life-giving rays of the summer sun. Last year at Synod Assembly, I was confronted by the doctrine of discovery and the challenge that I open my eyes to the story of who I am in light of my heritage. I did some research and learned about the 1857 treaty with the Pawnee, which is what laid claim to the homesteaded land of Heinrich and Anna Müller. It was humbling to view the map of Nebraska, along with the outline of the various tracts of land that were taken from the Pawnee people in these so-called treaties. And zooming in on those maps revealed what I guess I always knew, but never wanted to admit, that the land that my ancestors homesteaded and gave the opportunity to carve out a pretty good life is the land that was taken from the Pawnee, as their children were taken from them and forced to live in Indian schools, like the one in Genoa, Nebraska, just 20 miles from my people's new land. The Pawnee were systematically denied any privilege. It was instead transferred to me. My parents still live in Longmont. They're in their 80s. They both inherited farmland after the deaths of both of their parents. It's not the exact homesteaded land of Heinrich and Anna, but it could just as well be. I'm not looking forward to when someday that land will belong to my brother and me. And I don't know what I'm going to do with it.